Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Michael A. Freeman, author of Marriage Made Easy in 31 Days, Melita Francis, author of Deeper Insights, Life Lessons from an Unexpected Relationship Loss, and Ricky Rush, author of The Pendulum, Come Back Swinging Through Difficult Times. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Michael A. Freeman, author of Marriage Made Easy in 31 Days. Here's a little information about Michael A. Freeman. Dr. Michael A. Freeman is pastor and founder of Spirit of Faith Christian Center and president of the Fellowship of Inner City Word of Faith Ministries under the leadership of its founder, Apostle Frederick K.C. Price. Pastor Freeman, one of the most sought-after teachers in the world, teaches with simplicity and power as he assists his people in achieving God's best for their lives. Along with his lovely wife, Dolores, Dr. Freeman ministers specifically to the covenant of marriage in their Marriage Made Easy ministry. Now here's a short description of the book, Marriage Made Easy in 31 Days. Marriage Made Easy in 31 Days is a fun, life-altering manual wherein Dr. Michael A. Freeman guides you on a 31-day journey to making your marriage easy. With more than 26 years of marital experience, Dr. Mike reminds us that God intended for your marriage to be held up in His hand as a trophy to show the world what He intended for marriage to look like from the very beginning. Marriage is something you don't get out of alive, and for that reason, we must work together to create a marriage made easy. In this book, Dr. Mike and his wife Dee Dee become your coaches, your drill sergeants, your example, as you and your spouse work together for the next 31 days. This book, used as it is designed, will get you there. Now here's a brief review of the book, Marriage Made Easy in 31 Days. In a world that expects most marriages to end in divorce, it is difficult to see why such a book detailing how to make marriage easy in short order would work. However, with the wisdom of God, biblical principles, relevant examples, and the foundation of 26 years of experience, Dr. Michael A. Freeman does exactly that. In 31 days, Freeman takes both husbands and wives on an in-depth journey to finding answers to common problems faced in marriage. In a faithful attempt to defeat divorce, Dr. Freeman helps readers to understand that marriage is work, but with faith, love, and commitment, marriage can be made easy, happy, and long-lasting. Fun, engaging, challenging, honest, and real are just a few words we would use to describe this much-needed and timely work. We highly recommend this book. Visit Michael A. Freeman online at www.marriagemadeeasy.com. Marriage Made Easy in 31 Days is published by Fig Publishing. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Take Me Back by Andre Crouch.
Say
Next up today is Melita Francis, author of Deeper Insights, Life Lessons from an Unexpected Relationship Loss. Here's a little information about Melita Francis. Dr. Melita Francis is a board-certified family physician who resides and practices in Maryland. She is the mother of three children, an adult daughter, and two teenage sons. She is a dedicated Christian woman who is deeply committed to service and right living. Now here's a short description of the book, Deeper Insights, Life Lessons from an Unexpected Relationship Loss. Everyone goes through life marching to a certain emotional and spiritual drumbeat, and sometimes because of wrong perceptions and misunderstandings, we take missteps. Sometimes these missteps lead to hurt, mistrust, anger, disillusionment, and other negative emotions. What if your life missteps result in an unexpected break in your most treasured relationship? What if your plans for the future came to an abrupt halt and you are left reeling and searching for answers? What would you do? How would you cope with the heartbreak and the loss? This book takes you on a journey which explores such questions, a journey which forces you to re-examine important truths regarding God's will for your life relationships. Through reviewing biblical stories of hope and healing and sharing stories of everyday people, this book delivers a healing combination and a winning formula that will help you gain new perspectives and deeper insights into building, strengthening, and maintaining your life relationships. Now here's a brief review of the book, Deeper Insights, Life Lessons from an Unexpected Relationship Loss. Everyone goes through life expecting situations and relationships to work just fine. However, sometimes we take wrong turns due to misunderstandings, hurt feelings, or other unresolved emotions. Taking these wrong turns can often keep us on a path that leads further into broken promises and unfulfilled dreams. When things don't go the way we think they should, or we are left heartbroken after a major loss, what do we do? Where do we turn for understanding and comfort? In her debut book, Deeper Insights, Dr. Melita Francis assists readers in dealing with unexpected loss. Using scripture and offering truth-filled principles, Dr. Francis takes readers on a journey of discovering God's will for life and relationships, re-evaluating current relationships, and being comforted by stories of hope and healing. Deeper Insights is insightful, heartfelt, and ready to usher you into a life of wholeness and peace. We highly recommend this book. Deeper Insights, Life Lessons from an Unexpected Relationship Loss is published by St. Paul Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled In the Sanctuary by Kurt Carr.
come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes,
yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Next up today is Ricky Rush, author of The Pendulum, Come Back Swinging Through the Difficult Times. Here's a little information about Ricky Rush. Ricky G. Rush is the founder and pastor of the Inspiring Body of Christ Church in Dallas, Texas, where he ministers to a diverse congregation of over 10,000 members. He has over 40 years of evangelism, teaching, and pastoring experience and is an acclaimed author. Nationally, Pastor Rush has appeared on TBN and Daystar Television Network. He also appears regularly on local radio and television networks, continuing to bring the simplicity of God's Word to the masses. Now here's a short description of the book, The Pendulum, Come Back Swinging Through the Difficult Times. Many of God's people feel guilty for going through difficult seasons. We think depression is spiritual weakness. In challenging circumstances, we ask, God, where are you? We consider the state of our lives and become discouraged, assuming we are not where God wants us to be. But what if we are? What if the very circumstances that threaten to destroy us are the very things that launch us into our God-ordained moments of destiny? In The Pendulum, Pastor Ricky Rush shows you that there is a time for everything under heaven. You will learn how your seasons of difficulty can push you closer towards fulfilling your purpose, how God never wastes the struggles that you go through, how to embrace and flow with the natural seasons of life, and how God's supernatural ability causes you to come out victorious on the other side. God wants to use your story and transform you into someone who can help others flourish in every season of life. Now here's a brief review of the book, The Pendulum, Come Back Swinging Through the Difficult Times. Almost everyone we meet is fighting a hard battle of some kind. Christians in particular not only fight a battle in the world, but a spiritual warfare is waged each day. Nothing can teach a lesson like defeat and trouble, but for many people, nothing can keep one down and out either. It is easier to give up than to get back up and fight against the enemy. But giving up is never the right thing to do. This is what Dr. Ricky Rush encourages Christians to do in the pages of The Pendulum, to get back up and move forward into God-ordained destiny. Rush helps readers to understand why Christians go through difficult times, how to respond to trouble, how to overcome guilt, depression, and discouragement, and how to embrace change in one's life. Each chapter is written with care and compassion from the heart of a pastor who wants to see Christians be victorious. Simple and yet biblical, readers will be encouraged to come back swinging through the difficult times. We highly recommend this book. Visit Ricky Rush online at www.rickyrush.com. The Pendulum, Come Back Swinging Through the Difficult Times, is published by Destiny Image. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, Every Time You Run, by Manifest. God bless.
Last night got a little crazy, I don't remember. Woke up, spun with the pasties. My friends say I was tweaked out, passed out on a dirty couch, still in the house. It kinda scares me, I don't know. Am I out of control? Always waking. waking up still in my clothes. I wrote a note that said goodbye to pain, goodbye to shame, but couldn't find a way. I just cried for days. I'm so depressed, soaking wet, I can't rest. These thoughts just beat me to death. I'm unkept. I thought of a song my mom used to sing in church, but it's been so long I can't remember the
every
words.
Every time you run, every time you hide, every time it hurts, every time you cry, every time you run away, every time you hide your face, and it feels so far away, I'm right here with you.
I keep sleeping in, don't wanna wake up. I keep hearing from the landlord, pay up. Hop my face in my pillow till the sun sets. Hungover and I haven't seen a paycheck. I took a job downtown at the factory. I was hired and fired with no salary. I keep running from responsibility. It seems impossible, the pressure is hitting me. I know I need to man up or sit down. Stand up and get out of this crowd. I thought of a song my mom used to sing in church, but it's been so long I can't remember the
every
words.
Time you
ready to die, but I've sure thought about the meaning of life, cause I can't seem to find a purpose for me. It's just the choices and I fail to proceed. I gotta
get up.
I hear voices in my mind, one's a devil, one's Jesus. I can feel it, can you help me find the pieces? Like an angel on my shoulder, you hold the joy of the Lord, raising up a soldier. You gave me the song my mom used to sing in church. I promise not to quit and I remember the words. I promise not to quit and I remember the
every
words.
Every time you run, every time you hide.